Tristan recognized Zokar and Marcus immediately as they emerged from the shroud of pines. His eyes fell on the knives the zombie king held. He narrowed his eyes in question. Where did he get those magic knives? I've never seen them before. His eyes flitted to Marcus, Zokar's second in command. Part of Tristan pitied the zombie captain. He couldn't imagine what it's like serving such a belligerent ruler. In every battle Zokar waged against Skeletonia, Tristan noticed Marcus never seemed interested in fighting. He fought with great skill, but he seemed withdrawn from both combat and his commander, like he wanted to harm as little as possible. I wonder how he feels serving Malice instead. She can't be any better. Tristan's breath hitched. The green masses parted as Malice stepped forward, and Tristan concluded where Zokar obtained the knives. The zombie king, who'd been plaguing Skeletonia for years, had been working with Malice this whole time. She was a tall demon, pale with piercing crimson eyes. Four horns sat atop her head, glinting in the rising morning sun. They were wrapped in strands of black hair pulled back into a tight ponytail. She pointed her staff at Tristan. The royal blue orb on top beamed brightly. Malice, the king breathed, every muscle in his body tensed. The shadow blood scrutinized him, her eyes roved around Tibia and Zombia. They responded with icy stares. Malice's eyes were half closed, paired with a mocking smile. You're Blanchette's new wizards? Wow, I expected someone a little less pathetic. Her gaze fell on the bow in Tristan's hands. They didn't linger on the bow for long, however. Malice's jaw dropped and eyes widened when she saw Carnaleth's staff strapped on Tristan's back. How'd you get that? Malice hissed through gritted teeth, though her face paled like she had already made the conclusion and was just asking for confirmation. Tibia stepped closer. We received the little surprise you left in the graveyard.